As China gears up to celebrate 70 years of communist rule, protesters have escalated on the streets of Hong Kong. Caught between the two events is Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam. Now, this is really interesting. She made a last-minute decision to attend the anniversary celebrations in Beijing. Meanwhile, Britain's foreign minister, Dominic Raab, declared his country would not look the other way when it comes to police assault on protesters. Ben Blund is a research fellow at the Lowy Institute. Ben, thanks for joining us on RN Drive.
No worries.
What exactly does Dominic Raab mean when he says Britain will not look the other way?
Well, we're not really sure what he means, to be honest. Britain's obviously got a huge pile of political problems at the moment, not least Brexit. So I think it's quite unlikely that there'll be anything substantive. The government has in the past spoken about restricting sales of crowd control equipment to Hong Kong, to the Hong Kong police, because they're unhappy with the way the police have been cracking down on democracy protesters. But we haven't seen any concrete action. And as I said, it's hard to imagine there will be much, given Britain's going to need trade and economic relations with China if it does go ahead with Brexit, and even if it doesn't. So we wait and see for any concrete action. But Britain does have an important role to play, obviously, as the former colonial master and the signatory of this treaty with China, which was meant to guarantee democracy and freedoms for Hong Kongers for 50 years after the handover in 1997.
So it might be a case of, we're not going to look the other way, but we're not going to do anything either.
I think that's the concern for a lot of people in Hong Kong. I mean, there's obviously interest in the outside world because Hong Kong is an international city. It has privileged access to global markets compared to mainland China. And obviously, US Congress has been looking at what it can do. There've been some talk here in Australia, too, about what parliamentarians can do, but very little action. I think, like a lot of human rights questions in China, it comes down to realpolitik for a lot of foreign governments.
Now, I'm really interested to know who is advising Carrie Lam. I mean, the decision to go to Beijing to celebrate this anniversary, can you imagine what that photograph is going to look like and how it's going to go down in Hong Kong?
Well, on the one hand, you might say that. On the other, there might be a few champagne corks popped that she's not around, because she's not exactly the most popular person in Hong Kong right now. And I guess this was a bit of a damage limitation exercise. If she was in Hong Kong at the very small celebration they're planning indoors, I guess there was a risk she might have been trapped in the building by protesters, as happened the other night when she tried to have this dialogue with Hong Kongers, and it would be a pretty embarrassing look for her and for the Communist Party of China. So it's probably easier for all concerned if she's out of the city in Beijing. But I think it must be pretty galling for the Chinese Communist Party to see this disarray in Hong Kong at a time when they're meant to be celebrating 70 years since the foundation of the People's Republic of China, celebrating China's sort of rise onto the world stage and its success. But you have this small city, this little pimple, if you like, on the bottom of the country, which is just proving to be so difficult and troublesome.
Tell us more about the events planned in Hong Kong. I imagine they could be the target for protesters.
Well, so most of the events have been scaled down. There's normally a huge fireworks display that goes on for 15 or 20 minutes. They must be literally exploding millions of dollars into the air. That's been cancelled this year. There's normally some outside parade that's been moved indoors, so it's easier to secure against protesters. Obviously, Carrie Lam, the leader, is not going to be there. So it's going to be a very restrained day. I mean, to be fair, Hong Kong is a divided city. About half of the people want democracy and freedom and want to escape from the clutches of the Communist Party, and the other half either embrace it or they're happy, you know, to find a balance with the Communist Party with Beijing. So there will for sure be people who are genuinely celebrating, who are genuinely proud to see China's economy motoring ahead, the Chinese military rising, China's power on the world stage growing. But there'll be plenty of other people who are pretty despondent at the moment about the way things are headed. And I guess Hong Kong could probably do with the video assistant referee to monitor what's been going on the streets. And it's pretty likely that the Hong Kong police would be in the sin bin after a lot of the things we've seen, pretty sickening, sadly, over the last few weeks and months.
All right, you've got the World Cup fever too. That's good to hear. Two prominent democracy activists have been arrested, Gregory Wong and Ventus Lo. How significant is this?
Well, this is part of an ongoing crackdown. So since the start of this movement, which is really one battle in a much bigger war, if you like, for democracy in Hong Kong, there's been over 1,500 people arrested. So huge numbers of people, some prominent democracy activists, many people we've never heard of, from 12-year-old kids to pilots, teachers, social workers, retirees. So these are another two of the more prominent activists, but there are no overt leaders of the movement this time, partly because many of them are in jail or facing police action, and partly there's a deliberate strategy from protesters not to have obvious targets who can be picked off, and to ensure that when people do get arrested, they do get jailed, they do have problems with the authorities, the movement can survive. And it's been pretty amazing to see the unity. So I don't think this is going to dense people's defiance, if you like. I think that will continue, but it's another sign that, you know, the Hong Kong government and the police are determined to try and solve what is ultimately a political problem with a criminal justice solution. I think that's just not going to work. It's only going to exacerbate the problem.
Ben, great to hear your insights. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.